Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yentan. Nagaland government has allowed employees under CMHIS to reimburse any additional expenses exceeding the annual insurance cover of 20 lakh rupees per family under salaries MR head from respective employees department. However, the reimbursement of such claims is permissible for treatment undergone in hospitals empaneled under CMHIS or for treatment in non-empaneled hospitals in case of emergency or when the specific procedure is not available in any of the empaneled hospitals with the approval of the State Medical Board. All concerned beneficiaries applying for reimbursement need to log in to the CMHIS portal at cmhis.nagaland.gov.in and to upload all supporting documents. Meanwhile, pensioners are not entitled for reimbursement of claims for expenditure beyond the insurance cover in a given policy period as they are not covered under MR scheme. For any assistance, beneficiaries may call the helpline numbers 8805-15012, 8805-15013 or 8805-15014. Nagaland Police has advised officers and personnel of the department against circulating unauthorized, confidential or restricted and operational messages on social media platforms. In a press release, the state police stated that some officers or personnel have been circulating information on mobile vehicle checkpost, narcotic cases, among others, on non-police WhatsApp groups and other social media. The department said such unauthorized circulation, sharing or leaking of sensitive information may alert potential criminals and antisocial elements and defeat the purpose of police actions. The state police said that unauthorized circulation of confidential and operational information is a serious misconduct and may attract disciplinary measures and other legal actions. It therefore directed all unit commanders and other senior officers to sensitize all ranks and files under their command to handle professional and official communication with due care. Further, the state police also requested the public to exercise caution and ensure that if such messages are shared with them advertently or inadvertently, the same are not recirculated on social media. The first National Space Day 2024 will be celebrated across the country on 23rd August. The theme for this year's celebration is Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Sucker, which emphasizes the profound impact of space exploration on society and technology. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the main function, which will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Addressing a curtain-raiser press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, "This is the first National Space Day to be observed, and it is not only a day of celebration, but also a day of reflection, introspection, and charting for the future." To enlighten the homemakers on the importance of financial planning, an awareness program on financial and digital literacy and social security schemes was organized by ECH College at the college. The event was sponsored by Research and Information System for Developing Countries and Northeastern Training Research and Advocacy Foundation. Speaking on the financial literacy for homemakers, Manager Financial Inclusion, SBI Regional Business Office, Dimapur, T. Lingnekam, stressed on the significance of setting financial goals and also focused on the benefits of availing government-sponsored schemes. Assistant Professor Management Studies, CH College, Shiva Prasad Day, spoke on the avenues available for investors and also explained the structures on how a small investment can grow in tandem with the market. A total of 18 participants, including self-help groups from Naga United Area, attended the program. As part of a systematic Voters' Education and Electoral Participation, SVEEP program, a state sports activity themed Sports for Votes was recently conducted at St. John College, Dimapur, and Dimapur Government College, respectively. The program was organized by the Office of the Deputy Commissioner and District Election Office, Dimapur, in collaboration with the Nagaland Sports Association, aimed at promoting electoral awareness among young voters. Over 600 students from both the colleges actively participated in the event. The students competed in the electoral participation, an inclusive citizenship tournament, engaging in various games such as futsal, tug-of-war, three-legged races and sack races. In addition, voter facilitation booths and electronic voter machine demonstration centres were set up to assist and educate the students about the voting process. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.